On the whole, I've been a saint to those poor unfortunate souls.
Happy holidays, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Poor Unfortunate Podcast. I'm Connor Perkins.
And I'm Caroline Ametti.
Happy birthday, Caroline.
Thank you. I'm 30 today. I guess I shouldn't put that out publicly, but it's true. I'm 30.
30 and thriving, baby.
30, flirty, and thriving.
Well, it's great being here with you on your birthday. I always love these bonus episodes because we get to spend your birthday together.
I do too. You know what? The Christmas Eve bonus, it's up there for me as like my favorite thing that we do.
I know. Yeah. And I'm glad that we got to do one this year, like some miracle of Jesus and
it's
God.
It's a Christmas miracle.
It really is. Welcome to any new listeners. This is the Christmas bonus. We're so glad that you're joining us. And any returning listeners, we're so glad that you're here with us as well. Please remember to hit follow or subscribe wherever you're listening to the podcast so all of our episodes download right to your device. You don't miss out on anything. And then at the end of the episode, as a Christmas birthday present to Caroline, remember to hit 5 stars and leave a review so that other people can find the podcast. We're seen in search results and all that good stuff. So for this bonus episode, we don't do any news, so we're going to just jump right into it. So we are giving you the return of the game that we played last year for our Christmas bonus. So for those of you who haven't listened to it, go back and listen to it because it's a good time and you are probably wrapping presents or doing something and you've got time, so you can listen to it. But we are going to be playing a game of Yes and No. And Yes and No is a game that is played in Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. It's essentially 20 questions. And we're going to do ours Disney themed. So we're going to have a bunch of presents. Inside all of these Christmas presents are going to be objects from different Disney films or Disney-owned films. So we're going to have to use our 20 questions to try and guess what is inside based on how it's wrapped and the questions that we ask. So picture this, if you will. It's a cold winter evening and we're coming outside of our houses. Grab your jackets, grab your scarves, grab your beanies, and we're going out into the cold, dark night. We're trudging through the snow into the forest, and we round a grove of trees and see a big clearing. And in that clearing, we see a gigantic, icy Christmas tree that has tons of glowing lanterns adorning it. And Elsa and Anna and Olaf and Sven and Kristoff, they give us a nod and they head their way. And underneath this beautiful icy tree are beautiful, stunningly wrapped presents. So settle in, because it's time to unwrap, because these presents are for us.
Oh, that just took a couple of years off my life in a good way.
Oh, good. So now we're not 30 anymore. We're
I'm
what,
young
like
now.
24?
I kind of want to give you a gift first. Can I give you a gift first?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to do a description of the present, and then we'll just go.
Okay. Here's your first gift, Connor. I pick up a box that lengthwise, you know, I have both of my hands are both outstretched. It's a longer box. And it's wrapped in bright yellow wrapping paper, and it's tied with an orange ribbon. And it's about, if I you know, held it up lengthwise from the ground, it would probably come up to about my chest.
Okay. Yellow. Okay. Is this from a movie that comes after the Renaissance?
Yes.
Is this a Disney animated film?
I'm not sure how to answer this. Because I could take your question two ways.
What?
So I will say no. Are you asking me if it's an animated movie?
From, like, is it from Disney Animation Studios?
No, it is not.
Is this a Pixar animated film?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Is this from Up?
No, it is not. Oh, I have not been counting. This is what I did last time, too.
You did this last time. Oh, my God.
What's wrong? And it's for the same reason that I didn't do it last year. It's because I get so into it that I just
get so into it.
I'm locked in there with you.
This
okay,
is
going to
be a Christmas tradition. Okay, so that was, I think, four questions, right? After the Renaissance, is it from Disney animated film, Disney Animation Studios, Pixar? And then I asked if it was from Up. So that's four questions.
Okay.
Okay, and you said it's not from Up.
It is not.
Okay. Is this from Monsters, Inc.?
No.
Okay. It's big. Stand it up and it comes up to your chest, right?
It does.
Hmm.
I won't count that as one of your questions.
Yeah, you won't. Because I'm clarifying the description of the damn box.
Yeah, you won't.
Let's see. Does this Pixar film star animals?
No.
That was a dumb question.
No, I would not say it is. That's a good question. No, that's a very good question. That just ruled out a lot of things.
Like what?
Well, I'm not going to say. Yellow wrapping paper, orange ribbon.
Yellow, orange ribbon. Is this from WALL-E?
No.
Okay. Is this from Inside Out?
No.
How many questions is that?
That's eight questions.
Jesus, Connor, we got to do better than this.
You're going to get it, though. I know you will.
Okay. Is it from Toy Story?
No.
Fucking hell, man. Okay, so we've got Bugs Life, The Incredibles. We've got Finding Nemo, Finding Dory, Brave, Good Dinosaur, Ratatouille, Brave, Onward, Soul. I need to start going for what's for describing what's inside.
Yeah, that's what I was going to recommend.
Is the thing inside the box mobile or have like wheels or can be transportable?
No.
Okay.
Can be
Let's say
with no.
It doesn't move on its own or
no,
or
it
like
does not. No.
Or you can't push it and like it has wheels or
correct.
Like that sort of thing.
Correct.
You could pick it up feasibly and move it somewhere else.
Yes.
But like
yes.
Yeah. But yes. It's okay. Let's see. Something you can pick up, but it doesn't have wheels in a big box. Comes up to my chest.
Let's say it comes up to my chest. You're taller than
your
me.
Chest.
Comes up to my chest.
Is this from Luca?
No.
Damn.
I thought you had it there for a minute, actually.
I wanted a Vespa. Damn. There's a clue in yellow and orange.
There is.
How many questions am I up to?
You're at 11.
Oh, God, honey. Oh, is this from Coco?
Yes.
Is this Ernesto de la Cruz's guitar?
Yes.
Yes.
Good job.
Woo.
Yay.
I got there.
Yes, it is.
Ooh. Thank Christ.
Woo.
Thank Christ. Oh, thank you for that gift. I love that.
You're welcome. This year I really did pick. I was like, what would I really want to give Connor? So there you go.
That's very interesting because I kind of did that with yours. And then sometimes I'm like, would she want this? I don't know. But she's going to fucking get it anyway. Okay, I am giving you a black jewelry box that would have like a necklace in it. So it's like that size.
Okay.
And it's thin and it's wrapped in a matching black silk bow.
Okay. Does this item belong to a villain?
Sometimes.
Oh, sometimes. Is this Disney movie from the Renaissance or later?
Sometimes.
Oh.
I'm so fucking sorry.
No, all right. Okay. Sometimes and sometimes. sometimes and sometimes. Does this movie have both an animated and a live action version?
No.
Oh. Sometimes. Well, now I'm confused.
I mean, yes, there is an animated version of this, but the thing that I'm giving you does not appear in an animated film.
Oh.
Sorry.
Oh, God. Is this a piece of jewelry?
No.
Okay. Does this item have magical powers of some sort?
No.
What? Okay. All right. Oh my God. I'm feeling very rusty. Oh shoot. Okay.
I know.
Oh my
I
God. Know. Sometimes belongs to a villain. Sometimes it appears in a live action something. Sometimes it's from the Renaissance. It's not jewelry. It's not magic. Could this item fit in the palm of my hand?
Yes.
Is it from a movie with a princess in it?
I mean, yes.
That should help me, but it's, wait, that should help me.
I know. I'm sorry. There's so many. Yes, it's in a movie with a princess in it.
Okay.
But I'll also say, no, not the princess that you're thinking.
Fuck. Oh, no. How many questions am I up to?
You're at 7.
Okay. Oh, man.
You can get this.
Okay. Okay.
Want to try and find the movie?
Yeah. But I don't think I'm right, but let me just get it out of my brain. Is this from Disenchanted?
No.
Yeah, okay.
I haven't even fucking watched it.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
I'm worried that you're a little bit... I'm worried that you need to zoom out a little bit in your Disney movie thinking.
Oh, okay.
Just remember what's fair game.
Yeah. Was this movie associated with any Disney Channel series?
No. I mean...
Wait, is this from The Lion King?
No.
Son of a bitch.
Zoom further out.
Zoom further out?
Yeah. When I say it's pre and post Renaissance, I'm saying that date-wise, but not necessarily that this is a part of any of those animation periods.
That should help me.
Yes.
And it doesn't. It should.
You're going to kick yourself.
I know.
When you get into the right sphere. My final little clue that I'll give you. Think about right when you log into Disney Plus and you've clicked your profile.
Mm-hmm.
And just think about what you see.
Oh, God. Does this item at times belong to Mickey or come into his possession?
No.
Fuck. He laughed.
I'm just thinking if it did, it would be very fun.
What? Wow, I feel like I was a lot better at this last year. Just goes to show how much brain power has been lost.
Jesus God.
Oh, that gray matter. Okay.
Just talk me through it. When you log into Disney Plus, what do you see?
I see the logo and it goes...
No. I'm like, log into your account, like on the menu.
Okay, I click on my account.
Uh-huh. And what's at the top of the screen?
I don't know.
What was the last time?
Tinkerbell?
No. What's at the top of the screen? It scrolls through all of the different like new things that are on Disney Plus.
Yes, yes.
And then what's directly under that?
More things that are on. Okay. Is this item from Neverland?
No.
This is hurting my feelings. It sometimes belongs to the villain. Sometimes it's Renaissance.
You're in the wrong sphere.
I'm in the wrong sphere?
Yeah.
What?
Remember what is fair game when I say Disney.
Okay. Got it. Is this item from the Star Wars universe?
Yes.
Sorry.
We got there.
Okay.
We're on 13. That was question 13.
The item is not magical. The item is not jewelry. Sometimes it belongs to the villain. Sometimes not. Is this item a droid?
No.
Fuck.
Remember the box.
Black. Darth Vader.
That, like, thin.
Thin?
That thin, like, necklace box.
Yeah. Yeah. What is that size?
Do you not know that size? Do you need me to describe it differently?
No, I just can't think of anything from Star Wars that would go in there. I'm thinking of only big things. So let me think. Is this an item to wear?
No.
Okay. Does this item at some point, is this item at some point in Darth Vader's possession?
Not physically, but there is a time that it belongs to what he stands for.
Oh. Is this like the plan of the Death Star?
It is.
Yeah!
It's the Death Star plan data disc.
Woo!
You got there.
I was in the muck there and I was like, I'll never make it out.
I was like, how do I redirect her? Because she is going. I'm like, when you were like, is it from Disenchanted? I was like, oh, fuck.
No, girl.
We're in the wrong place. I was trying to get you to visualize the, like, Disney, Pixar, Marvel, I see. Star Wars.
I was like, National wow, Geographic. Is Tinkerbell there? I don't know.
Can you imagine if Mickey had the Death Star plans?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's a good one.
Oh. All right. The next thing that I want to give you is actually, it's just kind of wrapped in just like brown, like, you know, butcher paper, brown paper. And it has a red ribbon around it. And I have to kind of wrap my arms around it to give it to you.
Okay. Is this from a Disney Animation Studios film dated after 1989?
Yes.
Nice. Okay.
Nice.
Is this from a film that's part of the Disney revival era, starting with The Princess and the Frog?
Yes.
Okay. Is this from Big Hero 6?
No.
Is this from Wreck-It Ralph?
No.
Is this from a musical?
Yes.
Is this from The Princess and the Frog?
Yes.
What number am I on?
6, you bastard.
Is this Tiana's father's gumbo pot?
Yes!
Fuck yeah.
What?
Nice. I'm back in it, baby. I'm back in it. I'm locked and loaded.
How did you get that so fast?
I'm so proud of myself.
My God. That's a good, yeah,
that's a good present. Thank you for that.
Gumbo pot.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
I love it.
Okay.
I'm going to use it every day.
Okay. Give me a softball here, will you?
I will. Okay. I am giving you another necklace box. This one is like a very, very bright, light blue, kind of like the color of your walls, and has a rainbow ribbon on it.
Mm-hmm. Is this from a Pixar film?
Yes.
Mm, nice. Is this from Inside Out?
No.
Is this from Up?
Yes.
Mm. Is this Doug's collar?
In 4 questions, yes, it is.
Oh, yay!
That's impressive. You asked for it for Christmas for last year, and I didn't have it for you. This time I had it
yay!
For you.
I really would
4
like
questions.
That. Yay! Okay.
There you go. You did it.
Okay, redeemed a little bit.
How's that for softball?
Thank you. Wow, I needed that. Huh. All right. Next, I am going to give you a square box. I could hold it in my 2 hands. It's wrapped in a green cloth with a little bit of rope around it.
Just checking. This isn't from The Hunchback of Notre Dame, is it?
It is not.
Okay. That can count as the first question.
Because that would be a Disney bounding as Quasimodo. The gift would be Disney bounding as Quasimodo. Right.
Okay.
Please note that I did adjust the wrapping because what I was going to say would have made it very obvious.
Yeah, except I don't know what you were going to say.
Oh, God.
Alrighty. Is this from a Disney Animation Studios film dated after 1990?
No.
Is this from a specifically Disney film dated before 1990?
No.
Okay. Is this from the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
No.
Is this from the Star Wars universe?
No.
Is this from a Pixar film?
Yes.
Okay. Another Pixar.
Mm-hmm.
Is this from Inside Out?
No.
How many questions am I at?
7.
Is this from a Pixar film that came out before Ratatouille?
No.
Okay. Is this from Brave?
Yes.
Is this a Will-O-The-Wisp?
No.
Damn. Is this a wood carving?
No.
Is the thing inside the box soft?
You could say so. But probably not in the way you're thinking.
Is the thing in this box alive?
No.
Does this item belong to Merida?
No. Maybe there's multiple.
Is what's in this box edible?
Yes.
Is it the jam cookie tarts from
Brave?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
The Empire.
You like giving those to me. Because you had them on my birthday, my Pixar birthday.
I think they're not as iconic to everybody else as they are to me. I always looked at those and I was like, damn, those look delicious. Yeah.
You really like giving those as gifts.
I do. It's the second time I'm giving them to you.
I am giving you a box that is about a yard long. So the length of a yardstick.
Okay.
It's rectangular, but it's small so that the ends of it create a perfect square, but it's long. It's about a yard long.
Mm-hmm.
You can easily hold it in your two hands, and it is wrapped in a floral, like a rose floral pattern, damask almost wrapping paper with a glitter bow, like a silver glitter bow.
Ooh. Does the item inside have magical powers?
Yes. I swear to Christ, if you get it, I'm going to kill you.
No, I definitely won't in the next. No way. No way. Does the item belong to a fairy?
No.
Is this from a pre-Renaissance Disney animated film?
Yes.
Huh. A yard. It's a yard. Does this item belong to an animal?
No.
Damask wrapping paper with a glitter bow.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Is it from a movie with a princess in it?
No. One of the questions you've asked so far is a technicality.
Mm.
You've got 15 more questions to ask, so I'll clarify the technicality later.
Got it.
If it's needed.
Got it.
But you can still get it with what you've learned so far.
Does this movie have live action elements?
Yes.
Is this item from Mary Poppins?
Yes.
Is it her umbrella?
Yes.
Oh, yay!
You got it.
Yay!
8 questions. Damn, girl, you were on a roll.
The damask wrapping paper was nice.
Nice. I'm describing them too well.
Maybe. All right. Yeah, maybe. All right.
I'll give you everything in a black wrapping paper with a black silk bow.
The thing I was going to say about the brave was I was going to say that it was wrapped in green plaid cloth.
Oh, no, you shouldn't have given me that. I would have known exactly what it was. No, you gave me, your description was good.
Okay. The next item I'm giving you is not wrapped. It's a metal case. And it's a little worn, a little beat up. It's got some weight to it, but I can put it in my two hands and I can give it to you.
Is this from a Star Wars film?
Yes.
Yeah. Is this a lightsaber?
No.
Okay. Does the thing in this box belong to the good guys, either the Republic, the Resistance, or the Rebellion?
Yes.
Okay. Is it Han Solo's blaster?
No.
Is it a weapon?
No.
A metal case you can hold in your two hands. Does this item appear in the original trilogy?
No.
Does this item appear in the prequels?
No.
Does this item belong to Rey?
No.
How many questions have I asked?
8.
Is there just one thing inside this box?
Yes.
It's not a weapon. Doesn't belong to Rey. It's not in the original trilogy or the prequels. Is it made of metal?
Yeah.
Is it something you wear?
No. I liked when you were trying to figure out whose it was.
Does it appear in one of the last 3 films?
No.
The sequel trilogy? No. Okay. Does it appear in The Mandalorian?
No.
Does it appear in Rogue One?
No.
Whoa. Okay.
You're on the right track. You're on the right track.
Okay. Oh, does it appear in Obi-Wan Kenobi?
Yes.
Is it Lola?
Yes.
Yay.
Yay. Good job.
I got it. How many questions was that?
15.
Okay.
That was a hard one. That was a hard one.
I got it. I was like, okay.
Yes. Whew. I knew you would eventually. All right. I knew you would eventually.
I got there. I got there.
Yeah. So far, you have a guitar, some biscuits, a gumbo pot, and a droid.
I mean, I'm winning over here. And so far, you have the Death Star plans. You have Mary Poppins' umbrella and Doug's collar.
Honestly, good choices. I would want all of those things.
Okay, great. I am giving you a pretty, like, average-sized box that's maybe about 10 inches wide and perfectly square on top. And then it's probably depth-wise maybe about 6 inches in depth.
Okay.
And it's wrapped in yellow wrapping paper with a handwritten Merry Christmas on it.
Ooh.
Ooh. In cursive.
Ooh. Is this from an animated film?
Yes.
Is this from The 100-Acre Wood?
No.
Yeah, no, that wouldn't be in cursive. That was a stupid question.
Jesus Christ.
Is this film pre-Renaissance?
Yes.
Does this item belong to an animal?
No.
Is the item inside magical?
No.
Yellow wrapping paper with a handwritten note. The handwritten note's a good clue. I know it is. Was the note written by a woman?
Yes.
Does this movie feature a princess?
Yes.
Oh. Well, shoot. Is the item inside edible?
Yes.
Is it a pie from Snow White?
It is. It's Snow White's gooseberry pie.
Oh, yeah.
Damn. Did that so fast.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, I did.
That was like 8, 9 questions. Damn, girl.
Wow. Okay. The box that I give you is cylindrical. It's not like terribly long, though. And it is it's a creamy white satin box with a silky white ribbon tied around it.
Is this from a traditionally Disney film?
Let's say no.
Is this from like a Disney Channel or Disney Plus film?
No.
Okay. Let's say no. Jesus. Is this from Star Wars?
No.
Is this from Marvel?
No.
Is this from a movie or TV series?
Yes.
Okay. I was wondering if you were going into the world of Broadway, and I was like, hold on a second.
No, that would be very rude. Very rude.
Let's say no.
Because traditional, I mean, that's open to interpretation.
Oh, when I say traditionally Disney, I mean like Disney Studios, Disney Animation Studios.
Yeah, no. Okay, I gave the right answer.
Okay. It's not Disney Animation, Disney Studios. It's not Marvel. It's not Star Wars. Is this from Pixar?
No.
Fuck. Is this from the parks?
No. Let me...
Wait. I'm running out of things here.
Let me go back to the traditionally Disney question. It's not Disney animated films.
Is this from a Disney live action film?
Yes.
Okay. Is this is this the Declaration of Independence?
No.
No. Okay. Is this from a romantic film?
Yes.
Is this from The Parent Trap?
Yes.
Yeah. Is this a bottle of Nick's wine from his wedding?
No, it's not, but I could have given you that too.
Damn. Okay, so it's from The Parent Trap, but it's not a bottle of wine. It's in a cylindrical box. What the hell?
Did I mess up? It's cylindrical for sure, but it's like not, that's my fault. It's not thin cylindrical, but it's still a cylinder. It's wider.
Oh, it's a wide cylinder.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry, sorry, sorry. That's my bad.
Is it edible or ingestible?
No.
Okay.
No.
Is it the life preserver behind them?
No, but I love that.
Damn, okay.
You know it. You know what it is.
Oh, my God. It's the white hat veil, baby, isn't it?
Yes, of course.
It's the white hat, top hat veil.
Of course. Oh,
never let you go. That's going to be in every episode. Oh, my God. Yeah, I had to have it.
It's becoming the Brandy Cinderella of 2022.
It is. It is. It is indeed.
Oh.
Oh, that was a good one. Thank you for that.
You needed that. You had to have it.
All right. I am giving you a burgundy velvet ring box.
Ooh.
No bow, no nothing.
Is this from an animated film?
No.
Okay. Now we're cooking with gas. Is this movie from the 90s or later?
Yes.
Okay. Is there jewelry inside?
No.
Is this from The Princess Diaries?
No.
Okay. Is this from a live action adaptation of an animated movie?
No.
Okay. Fun. Is this from a Disney Channel original movie?
No.
Okay. Is this from the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise?
No.
Damn it. Is this from The Parent Trap?
No.
Okay. I had to ask. Is this from a Disney Plus film?
As in like Disney Plus original?
Disney Plus original.
No.
Is this from the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
Yes.
Okay. Does this belong to Wanda Maximoff?
Sometimes.
Is it an Infinity Stone?
Yes.
Is it the red one?
No. You're going to be like, is it the fuchsia one? Is it the pink one?
Do they have names?
They do.
Shit, I remember that.
I'm looking for the name of this one.
Oh, no.
In order for you to get it. I mean, it is an Infinity Stone after all.
Oh.
This one you can get.
I can get.
I wouldn't have given you an Infinity Stone that you couldn't get.
Okay. It's the green one. I know I have to tell you the name. It's not? Oh, shit. No.
The green one's the time stone, just so you know. And red one is the reality stone.
Bro, when I tell
you. I'll educate you as we go.
I got no other names coming to my mind. Let me see. The future stone.
That's not one of the stones, so no.
Are you sure?
I'm dead sure.
Oh. What were the names of the two? That you already
You already guessed the reality stone and the time stone.
The time stone. Yeah, the time stone's really the only one that I knew.
That's the green one. You do know this one. I know you know this one.
Okay.
Think of the questions that you were asking right before Infinity Stone. Keep going down that logic.
Sometimes Wanda has it. Well, reality and time would both make sense. Oh, Isn't it in Multiverse of Madness?
No.
Darn it.
Because there aren't any Infinity Stones in Multiverse of Madness.
Oh, I still need to watch that.
Then why did you guess that one? It wouldn't have helped you.
I had to listen. What are the stones?
So you've guessed two of the five Infinity Stones. When we get to the final three questions for you, I'll name some of them. You have said the word of this Infinity Stone within the last 2 minutes of our conversation.
You don't say.
Yeah.
Time. I said time.
It almost made me laugh.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My God. I hate myself. Oh, okay. What did I say? I can't believe I said it.
It wasn't you trying to guess it or even thinking about anything.
I just said
Marvel.
The word.
It
was, I said the word.
Did. Yeah, it was off the cuff.
Oh, my God. My brain is dying. Okay. Come on, girl.
Sometimes it belongs to Wanda. What Infinity Stones is Wanda Maximoff associated with?
Oh, the people are seeing me for my true self. And I don't really know Marvel. I loved WandaVision and I watched all of it. And uh-huh. I've saw the Wanda Stone.
I'm not going to take that as a
guess. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm kidding. The Witch Stone.
But you can maybe ask a question related to what you had just said.
This is a mind game. Mind Stone.
It is the Mind Stone.
Oh, my God. Yes.
You were like, there's not a thought in my mind. And I was like.
And then I just said it again.
The Mind Stone is the stone that she's experimented with that gives her her powers. And when she creates Vision in Westview, he asks himself, what am I? She says, you're the piece of the Mind Stone that lives in me.
Oh, my God. I'm the worst. What are the names of the other two stones?
The Power Stone is the purple one.
Yeah.
And the Orange Stone is the Soul Stone.
Oh, what? No. Shoot.
Yeah. But the yellow stone is the Mind Stone, and that's the one that lives inside Vision's
forehead. Yeah, I should have known that one. Yeah, you were right. Oh, damn.
Well, you got it, so you get to keep it. And
wow,
that was with
goodness.
16 questions.
Wow.
That's good. That's not even
just
bad.
Just made it.
Good on you, girl.
Oh, Good Lord. All right, this gift is not wrapped. It's leaning against like the trunk of the Christmas tree. It's about as tall as you are, and it just has a velvet drop cloth over it. Red velvet.
Did you say how wide it was?
If you like stretched your arms out all the way, that would be too wide.
Okay, okay. Is it from a Disney animated film premiering after 1989?
No.
Is it from a Disney animated film at all?
Yes.
Okay. Does this film star an animal as the main character?
No.
Is this a princess film?
Yes.
Is it Prince Philip? Oh, I'm joking.
That's what it should have been.
As tall as I am. Is it from Cinderella?
No.
Is it from Sleeping Beauty?
No.
Is it from Snow White?
Yes.
What the fuck do I want from her?
Hater.
It's not a dwarf pickaxe, is it?
No.
Oh, okay. I would take one of those.
It would not be that large.
That's very true. Oh, is it the magic mirror?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me I'm beautiful, baby.
Yes.
How many questions was that?
9.
All right.
Very well done.
All righty. I am giving you a box that is, that's a, it's a.
What is it?
I'm giving you a box that like a 32-ounce hydro flask would come in.
Okay.
If you can visualize that.
Yeah.
Like a water bottle box.
Yeah.
But like a wide mouth water bottle box. And it is wrapped in white wrapping paper that when you look closely has like a floral print to it. And a bright pink and green bow on top, like one of those sticky ones.
Oh.
So you can easily hold it in both hands. You could hold it in one hand, but you'd probably want to hold it in two hands.
Is this from an animated film?
Yes.
Is this from a princess film?
No.
Is this from a pre-Renaissance film?
No.
Oh. Is this from a Pixar film?
No.
Okay. Sometimes I just need to ask these to just clear the option out of my mind. Is this from the Hundred Acre Wood?
No. You really want to be in the Hundred Acre Wood.
Clearly. Clearly. Pink and green ribbon.
Mm-hmm.
Pink and green.
I wouldn't read too much into the coloring.
Got it, got it. Is this item magical?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't think it was going to be, actually. All right. Is this from Mulan?
No.
Damn. Because I know you don't consider her a princess. Wow. Does this movie star an animal?
No.
Ooh. Am I going to kick myself after this?
Probably.
Yeah. I need to like look at Disney things because my brain is getting stuck on the same movies and I know it's not them and I need to think about something else.
You're just looking around the room. It's so funny.
Oh, my God. Well, that didn't help. Oh, God. I just need to help mix my brain up. Does this movie have an attraction in the parks?
No.
Okay. Magical. Stars a person, not an animal.
And not a princess.
And not a princess and post-Renaissance.
And animated, but not Pixar.
And the item is magical.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that tripping me up? Is this from Hercules?
No.
Yeah, okay.
That was the 10th question.
Okay. It really makes you think. I'm like, wow, I think about the same Disney movies all the time.
Sure.
This isn't one of them. This isn't one of the ones I think about all the time. Is the protagonist of the movie female?
Yes.
What is wrong with me? Okay. Is this from Raya and the Last Dragon?
No.
Yo.
Though she's technically a princess.
Oh, right.
Your fucking wow. face.
Wow. Oh, this is embarrassing.
Do you want to ask questions about, like, what's inside?
Mm-hmm. Does what's inside belong to a fairy?
No.
Oh, shit. Oh, no. I'm getting really close. Oh, to 20.
Oh, relax. You're on 13.
Okay. Does what's inside belong to, like, a good guy?
Yeah.
Okay. I figured that by the wrapping, so that was a waste of a question.
Does the box size description, does that make sense to you? Do you need me to describe it a different way?
Maybe. I've seen the Hydro Flask. I don't know.
Yeah. So it's about maybe a foot high rectangle box, maybe like 6 inches wide.
Oh.
Here's my Hydro Flask.
Uh-huh.
So think about a square box that this would come in.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. Oh my God. Is this movie from the 90s?
No.
It's going to be so recent and I'm going to hate myself. Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay. Okay.
When you get the movie, you'll know what it is immediately. And you're on 15 questions. You ask, like, what type of movie it is, or...
Is the movie a musical?
Yeah.
That should help.
It fucking should.
Oh my God. This is how I felt last year. Sometimes I'm scared. Like, I feel like my brain's not working.
No, it's okay. Do you want to keep following that chain? Musical. Female protagonist, non-princess movie.
Female protagonist, musical, not a princess. That should really tell me what it is.
Not in the 90s, post-Renaissance.
There's magic in it.
Yep, this item is magical.
Female protagonist, musical, recent-ish.
I am sure there are people who are listening to this and you are screaming right now.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking. I know people are going to be listening and be like, what is wrong with you?
But it's okay, folks. When you were on the spot,
you suddenly are like, what is a Disney movie besides Beauty and the Beast and The Little Mermaid? I don't know. Yep.
Yeah, exactly. She's got it. She's got it. There it is. There it is.
Is it from Encanto?
Yes.
Is it Mirabelle's key?
No.
What? Think of the box. It's
what
flowers?
What would fit in a box that also fits this?
Oh, the candle.
It's the candle.
Fuck.
Oh, that's great. That was the 20th question.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. You know what it was?
Mirabelle's key? Does she have a key?
Like, at the end. Yeah, the key. At the very end. Oh,
you mean the doorknob?
Oh, right.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, same thing. You know what it was? Is I was like, oh, it's not going to be that reason. It's going to be like early 2000s, and I couldn't come up with anything.
No, Mama chose a movie that came out last year. Sorry.
Oh, I was stuck in like the early 2000s. Wow. That was pathetic. That was painful.
That's so embarrassing. Fun. Oh, I'm glad that happened because you needed one after getting one after four.
Damn.
Yeah, no, that's payback.
I'm exhausted. Okay. Okay, I am giving you a small, like it fits in the palm of your hand, black little drawstring sack.
Okay. Is what's inside from a Disney animated film?
Yes.
Is what's inside jewelry?
Yes.
Is this item from a Disney animated film made after 1989?
No.
Okay. Is this from Peter Pan?
No.
Okay. I was going to be like, is this the cufflinks?
Oh, that'd be cute.
Mother, buried treasure.
That's cute.
It is jewelry.
It is.
Is it worn by a villain?
Yes.
Does it belong to my boy Radigan?
No.
Okay.
I was going to give you something Radigan, but I'm like, it's too obvious.
Is it a ring?
No.
Belongs to a villain. It's a pre-Renaissance film. Let's see.
It's not a post-1989 film.
Fair enough. Oh, I feel bad because now I know exactly what it is.
Yeah, I know. But I had to say it.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Is this the Nautilus shell necklace that Ursula wears?
It is.
Thank you for it. I will take it.
You're welcome. Nice. That was nine. That was nice.
I appreciate that gift. That's a good ass gift.
Yeah, baby.
All right. Let's see. I'm giving you another box, mm-hmm. and it's about the size of like a desk lamp box would come in, like a pull chain desk lamp. So maybe like 2 feet tall, okay. By like maybe 10 inches.
Is it like more rectangular or more like
it's rectangular as opposed to being like cylindrical-ish? No, it's rectangular and it's wrapped in a very, very, very deep blue wrapping paper with a light blue satin ribbon that goes all the way around it that gives off a little glow.
Is this from Moana?
No.
Is this from an animated film?
Yes.
Is this from a pre-Renaissance film?
Yes.
No. Is this from a princess movie?
No.
Okay. Is the protagonist an animal?
Yeah.
Deep blue paper. Is this from Dumbo?
No.
Is the item inside the box magical?
Yes.
Is the... Oh, no. Darn. No, I thought I had it. I was gonna say is it Pinocchio, but the protagonist is not an animal. Is the protagonist sometimes an animal?
The protagonist of the film?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know if that really helps you. And also I don't hate you enough that I would give you Pinocchio.
If it came from the Blue Fairy, I wouldn't mind.
You don't want Pinocchio. That's a lot of responsibility. That's a child.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a bad child, too.
Oh, he's trying his best.
Is he? Is he? I don't think he is.
Is this from Peter Pan?
No.
Wait, yeah, the protagonist is an ant. Oh, God damn it. Why do I keep doing that? Okay. Huh. This wrapping paper.
It's good wrapping paper, if I do say so myself.
Good wrapping paper. Good wrapping paper. I'm getting so tripped up by pre-Renaissance animal protagonist magic.
It is a tricky one.
Okay. Because I was like, Blue Fairy. Then I was like, Merlin. Is it from The Sword in the Stone?
No.
Yeah, no. But did I have to say it anyway? Yeah, I did.
No, that's a good question to ask, just to get it out.
Yeah.
Because that's
it becomes an animal. Sometimes an animal.
No, that's a very good question.
Yeah.
The blue, it's a good
one. Yeah.
I'm sorry that I can't help you in that it's from the Sword of the Stone, because it's not.
Yep.
And that was your 10th question.
Okay. I'm just going to start to... Is it from Bambi?
No.
Is it from Fantasia?
Yes.
Oh, amen. Ah, amen. is it the sorcerer hat?
It is.
Wow-wee.
It's a hard one because it's like, is the protagonist an animal sometimes? Because the protagonist shifts in that movie.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
in terms of the Sorcerer's Apprentice, because Mickey's the protagonist.
Right. He's on the posters.
Good job. That was 13.
All right.
That's not bad at all. Right.
But it's such like a classic Disney item that it's still embarrassing.
Get out of here.
Okay, let's see. What's the last thing I'm going to give you? Okay. I'm giving you something in a gift bag. It's not a wide gift bag. It's pretty narrow and tall. And it just has a very subtle pinstripe pattern on it.
Hmm.
Subtle.
Did you say how big the bag was? I'm sorry. I lost focus.
No, not at all. No, it's like hydro flask height. No, I'm wrong. It's like the height from like your chest to the top of your head.
Okay.
And it's not super narrow. Like it's wider than something for a wine bottle.
Okay. Okay. Is this from a Disney animated film that came out 1989 or after?
Yes to part of that question.
Okay. So no. Is this a Disney live action film?
No.
Is this film pre-Renaissance?
No.
Wait, what?
Go back and refine your first question. Break it down into two separate questions.
No, I was doing it as one question on purpose. Because, like, is it a Renaissance film from Disney Animation Studios?
No.
No. Is it from Frozen?
No.
Is it from a Disney Animation Studios film that came out after 2000? Or did it come out in 2000 or after?
Yes to part of that question.
What? Okay. Is this a Disney Animation Studios film?
No.
Is this a Pixar film?
Yes. I'm sorry. I keep going back to the Pixar
well. Yeah, lots of Pixar. Is this from Monsters, Inc.?
No.
Is this from Finding Nemo?
No.
Is this from Ratatouille?
Yes.
Okay. Is this a chef hat?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Remy sold separately.
Love it.
Nice.
How many did I do that in?
That was 11. That was really good.
With crazy That was really questions.
Good. That was really good.
All righty. I have the last gift of Christmas for you, Caroline. I'm really excited to give you this one.
Okay.
Okay. So I am giving you a pint-sized mason jar. And it is wrapped in a burgundy infinity scarf so that you can't see what's inside. And it's tied together with a really, really classic red and green gold trimmed bow.
What?
Mm-hmm.
So it's wrapped in a scarf and trimmed with a bow, and it's a mason jar.
Yes. Okay. Like you can feel it's a mason jar, but it's covered in a burgundy infinity scarf, which can be a bonus gift. And then it's tied off and secured so that you can't see what's in it with that good classic Christmassy bow.
Okay. Is what's inside edible?
No. I mean, yes, in the sense that anything is edible, but no.
Is edible? All right.
Okay. Anything is edible if you put your mind to it.
That's my motto. All right. Is what's inside magical?
No.
Okay. Is this from a live action movie?
No.
Okay. Is this from a Disney animated film?
Yes.
Okay. Is this film pre-Renaissance?
Yes.
Okay. And for the 100th time, I will say, is this from the 100 Acre Wood? It's giving 100 out. Acre Wood. What can I say?
Oh, it is not from the 100 Acre Wood. I'm very, very sorry. You're not getting
That's
a honeypot.
I really wanted. All right. I can't get out of my head that there's like that there's just like a fart inside the jar.
Get out.
I don't know why.
No, it's not a fart, I promise.
Okay.
And I won't count that as that's not a question.
Okay. Is this from Peter Pan?
No.
Does this film star an animal?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, doesn't someone wear a scarf in Oliver and Company? I sincerely hope this is not from Oliver and Company. I'm going to risk that it's not. Okay. Is this from The Rescuers?
No.
Shoot. I have to look around again. It kind of worked last time. Infinity scarf. Is this from something that is Christmas themed?
No.
Is this from Lady and the Tramp?
No.
Darn. Okay. Darn. I'm not doing so well. Okay. It's not really edible.
No, you wouldn't want to eat it, but if push came to shove, you could.
Oh. Infinity scarf.
I wouldn't get hung up too much on the infinity scarf. It is a clue.
Uh-huh.
But not the most obvious one in the world.
Okay. Oh my God. Is this from The Great Mouse Detective?
It is.
Is it the Hey Fellas mouse inside the mason jar?
It is. You have your very own burlesque mouse.
It came to me in a flash.
I'm so glad it did. Oh, there's nothing I want for you to have for your birthday / Christmas more than your Hey Fellas burlesque mouse. Now, she was alive when I put her in there. I don't know if she's alive.
I don't wish death upon her.
I mean, we'll see what happens.
Oh, no. Let's say that you poked little holes in the top or something.
Yeah, I left the lid on a crack. But she's in there. She's ready to entertain. She's raring to go for you, Caroline, to bring in another new decade the right way.
I hate you.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad that we ended on that one. That makes my heart so freaking happy. You did that in 13 questions. Good on you, girl.
Oh, God.
Hey, fellas, take off all my blues.
Oh, please.
Yeah. That might be my best gift I've ever given you.
Wow, I must have been really, really naughty this year.
No, you were so good. You were so good. Everyone, only the best get a Hey Fellas mouse. Well, thank you all so much for joining us. We hope that we were able to keep you company this holiday, whether you were wrapping presents or cooking in the kitchen or traveling to see family or friends, or even just, you know, sitting alone because you're trying to escape from a holiday hell. We're glad that we got to be there with you.
My God.
If you liked what you heard, please remember to hit follow or subscribe wherever you listen to the podcast so all of our episodes download right to your device and you don't miss out on anything. And as a reminder, because it is Caroline's birthday, a fantastic gift to her would be a 5-star rating and a written review wherever you're listening to the podcast, even if it doesn't let you leave a written review. Do it anyway. See if you can do it for Caroline. Thank you very much.
I would also love it if you would follow us on social media. We are at Poor Unfortunate Podcast on Instagram and Facebook, and we are at Unfortunate Pod on Twitter. And, you know, if you just need a little bit more Poor Unfortunate Podcast in your life, please, please join our private Facebook group, The Poor Unfortunate Fam. I know I keep saying this. We have, I believe we have 98 or even 99 members at this moment.
And yeah, we're damn close.
I just, 100 members in our group to start the new year, to be 30, it just feels right. So come on over. We discuss the episodes. We discuss Disney news. We hear your fantastic opinions and ideas for episodes. It's just so nice to put names and faces to kind of the nameless, faceless blob that is like just like the listener base in our minds. So yeah. Please come on down. We would love to get to know you a little bit better.
And if you're the type of person who is looking for a Hey Fellas Vibes t-shirt, while we can't guarantee that it's in the merch shop just yet, we do have other merchandise that is available for you. You can go to the Poor Unfortunate shop on our website, poorunfortunatepodcast.com. If you're listening to this and want to order something in time for Christmas, unfortunately, you would be ordering a little bit too late. But hey, let's start the new year out right in a fresh fit. We've got plenty of stuff over there on the merch shop. And if you're someone who is an artist or has ideas for merch, hit us up. You know where to contact us now. We would love to figure stuff out and like collaborate with you so that we can stock our shop with even more merchandise. But if you want some merchandise, your tried and true Poor Unfortunate Podcast merchandise is in the Poor Unfortunate shop. Again, poorunfortunatepodcast.com/shop. And as I always say, it does take us some money to keep the podcast up and running and coming to you all. We do have a PayPal account. It is linked in our episode description and on all of the links in our social media accounts. Truly, anything that you have to spare goes a long way for us. It all just goes right back into the podcast, keeping it free and ad-free for the most part. You can make a one-time donation. You can make a monthly donation. It could be $5, $10, more than that. Again, it really just helps us keep bringing you the content that you love. And I do want to take a moment to thank all of our donors right now who have thank been you. Donating throughout the year, who have recurring donations set up, especially. So if you're the type of person who has been giving, thank you. If you want to give again on a monthly basis in the new year, you can always go on, update your details, things like that. Make sure that we have all of your up-to-date information for another year of the podcast. And if you're new to it all and just want to come in at like a very small, like $1 a month sort of situation too, again, it's all really appreciated. If you're feeling this season of giving, we are very grateful to be recipients of that. Oh my gosh,
yes, we are.
But we also understand if you might not be in a financial situation to do that, truly a share on social media or even just telling a friend or a relative at the dinner table. Like it could be someone that you love. It could be someone that you hate. We'll take them all. You can tell anybody about Poor Unfortunate Podcast and we are very, very happy to have them listening to us. Even hate listening. I don't fucking care. And the actual last thing I want to say is happy birthday, Caroline.
Thank you.
You are such a blessing and such a light in this world. For this podcast, I mean, it wouldn't be possible without you. And you're just such a... Oh, I don't want to get emotional right now.
Oh, stop!
You're just such a... No, you're just such a blessing in my life. And I'm very, very grateful to have you as my best friend, to have you as my co-host and co-creator and partner in all of this. So thank you. Here's to many, many more years around the sun and happy birthday.
Thank you, Connor. You, of course, make my life so much better. And this podcast does too. And all of you listening out there means so much to me. And just wishing everyone, you know, it's going to be a new year for all of us. Just peace and joy and just maybe some smoother sailing into 2023. So thank you.
Well, we will see you all in the new year with our wild card episode to finish out the second cycle of season 3. But until then, happy holidays, happy new year, and beluga savruga.